time is now 1 o'clock on Radio North Sea International. You're tuned to Radio North Sea International now, 1 hour into its last day of broadcasting. We broadcast from the radio ship Mebo 2, anchored in international waters at latitude 52 degrees 10 minutes 12 seconds north and longitude 4 degrees 13 minutes 30 seconds east. Our postal address, Post Office Box 113, Zurich 8047, Switzerland. We broadcast in the medium wave on 220 meters, 1367 kilocycles, and to the world on the 31 meter band, 9.94 megacycles. And we continue our last day of broadcasting with Stephen Ladd.
Titled Dream Flight, and you heard us on R&I. Seems rather funny coming on at this time in the morning, and well, it's all happened, I suppose. What one doesn't really know what to say. It's 4 minutes after one, I suppose I can tell you the time, and we'll put on a little more music. Thank you. 6 minutes after 1 o'clock on this, what is it, Thursday morning? Wouldn't believe it, would you? You know, at a time like this, one thinks of all the things one hasn't done rather than the things one has done. One keeps those things for a little later. And one of the things I have to apologize to everyone for is not getting round to being able to mention all those people who have written to me. Literally hundreds of people. Our mail has been a bit slow on some occasions, and we just haven't had this or that organized. And something I would like to say to everyone, that all your letters we have received, and I personally have read every single letter that has been sent to me, and I would sincerely like to thank every one of you who have written, and those who haven't written but just listened to us. I would like to thank those of you especially who've written, because, you know, it's so great to be out on a ship and to get mail, and me especially, being so many miles away from home, in fact 13,000 miles away from Australia, right in the centre of Europe here, and we really enjoy reading your letters, and those people who wrote long letters, it was like sort of getting something from home. So I would like to take this opportunity at 8 minutes past 1 o'clock on this Thursday morning in September 1970 to say a very big thank you to every one of you who have written. And if you haven't heard your name, and you know, if you haven't had a letter back, well, I do apologize sincerely and hope that you'll forgive me. But I would also like to say that your letter was gratefully received. Well, after getting that off my chest, I feel a little better anyway. A knock-knock competition that we started last week when I was doing the morning show while Andy was on holidays. That's a pity, because I got so many knock-knock jokes, and I thought for the next 2 hours I might tell you knock-knock jokes. Probably drive you off your head, but never mind. That's life, I suppose. And, well, here we go for the first one. Knock-knock, who's there? Doctor? Doctor who? That's right. I don't know. Terrible, isn't it? Shocking. It's 8:30 after 1 on Radio Nordsee International. And this, of course, if you have just joined us, is our very last night. James Last, a great favourite, of course, in Holland. And for all the Dutch people there, James Last. 10:30 after 1 o'clock. And by the way, that last knock-knock joke came from Miss Astrid Geyer, Lilac Main Road, West Kensington, Seven Oaks, Kent, in England. Thank you to you for writing. And I got it on a Christmas card. I'll bet you I got the earliest Christmas card this year anybody's got. I'm rather lucky, aren't I? Okay. another knock-knock competition here. This one from Neil Smith. Hello, Neil. Thanks for writing to me. And you live at 18 Longford Way in Staines, I think it is, Middlesex. I've been in England for about 2 years, but I still don't know all the places. Never mind. And your knock-knock joke goes, knock-knock, who's there? After who? I've mucked this one up, haven't I? After who? Aftershave lotion. Thanks, Neil, for your knock-knock joke this morning. And, oh dear, what a time. I can't believe this is all happening, you know. It's too much. Knock-knock. Who's there? Mandy. Oh, maybe this is going to be naughty. Mandy who? Mandy... Oh, I can't read that one. I thought it was something about Mandy Rice Davies. Hello, Mandy. It's nice to be speaking to you this morning. 12 minutes after 1. I tell you what, we even heard about that in Australia. Mustn't say things like that.
Dans une maison forestière vivait un vieux professeur qui avait un dictionnaire et un beau vélo moteur. C'était beau quand tu jouais docteur Banjo. Il avait quelques élèves, un renard, un hérisson, une limace et un lièvre, oui mais un seul petit garçon. Oh, oh, comme c'était beau quand tu jouais docteur Banjo. Le plus fort en botanique était le petit renard. Mais pour les mathématiques, le lièvre était le plus roublard. Oh, oh, comme c'était beau quand il jouait docteur Banjo. Le hérisson voulait faire les études. La limace était première, tout à côté du radiateur. Oh, oh, comme c'était beau quand tu jouais docteur Banjo. On a perdu toute trace de ce docteur musicien. Au petit garçon de la classe, réfléchis, tu le connais bien. Oh, comme c'était beau quand tu jouais docteur Banjo. Oh, comme c'était beau quand tu jouais docteur Banjo.
There we are, that's Aufrey Hughes, or Hughes Aufrey. I think he's a Frenchman, by the way. And that's on Barclay Records. It's 14 minutes after 1 o'clock on this Thursday morning. And if you're listening to us and just joined us and never heard us before, well, you've joined us for the last day of Radio Nordsee International. And it's very sad because we're closing down, of course, as you've probably heard if you were listening earlier. And, well, I suppose that's all one can say. We hope that we've brought you some happy times in the last few months. I haven't been with the ship a great length of time. In fact, I was with the BBC before I joined Radio Nordsee International. Don't think they'll have me back now, but but never mind. Maybe I'll go home for Christmas. My mother would like to see me. I haven't been home for about 2 years. It's a great country, Australia. Incidentally, if you're listening and have relatives in Australia and friends there, on behalf of them, I'd like to say hello, because, you know, it's a great country. And if you're thinking of emigrating to Australia, I suggest you don't think too long. Just go, because it's a magnificent country, if I do say so myself. I may be over-patriotic, but the sun and the surf and the sea, and especially, I think people in a few years' time will come to recognise Australia for the north, for the northern part of Australia, more than the southern part of Australia. It's a great new country and possibly one of the last frontiers of the world. And it's really exciting. It's an exciting country, and I think it's an exciting group of people. Anyway, enough about that for the moment. I may say something more later. But on with our knock-knock jokes, and I've worked out this last one. And it says, knock-knock, who's there? Mandy. Mandy who? Mandy lifeboats were sinking. Well, yes, I suppose so. And that came from, some sweeter girl, Miranda McNeil. Hello, Miranda. Of Ridley House, Felixstowe College, Felixstowe, Suffolk. And thank you very much indeed for your knock-knock joke. And at 16 minutes after one, here's another knock-knock joke. It says, knock-knock, who's there? Gestapo. Gestapo who? Shut up. I'm asking the questions. Yes. And that came from Adrian Clark of 129 Sandown Road, Lake Sandown in Hampshire. I presume that's the right place. It's just got H-A-N-T-S. Ignorant man. Yes. Okay. So, there we are. A little more music now. And from that album, Je T'aime. About that record than I do. It's 20 minutes after one. Fancy admitting something like that. I don't know. Radio Nord C is voluntary closing down this morning at 11 o'clock due to the pressure in the Dutch Parliament. The offshore stations are being pressured to close down, and our directors in Zurich feel that it would be better for the people of Holland and for us to suspend broadcasting so that the Dutch government will not attempt to close down Radio Veronica, so dearly loved by the people of Holland for the past 10 years. Radio Noordzee International thanks you all for your support in the past months during our times of drama and struggle, and we thank you for being very faithful to us, and we close this morning at 11 o'clock. By the way, there's an interesting book, a souvenir book of Radio Noordzee International, and that's going to cost about $2, I think, or something around that price. So that'll be quite interesting. It's a picture book, and it's a souvenir book of Radio Noordzee International. It's 21 minutes after 1 on this Thursday morning in September. I'm not quite sure of the date. I think it might be the 24th, actually. The 24th of September 1970, a historic day because Radio Noordzee International is closing down, and a sad day for all the disc jockeys out here on the radio ship. You're with Stephen Ladd for the next hour and a half, or hour and a bit more than a half, and I hope you're going to enjoy the music. And if you've just joined us, a very good morning to you. And I'm reading out the knock-knock jokes from our competition that we started, but unfortunately we're never going to be able to finish because, well, that's the way the music goes, I suppose. Here's one. This one was sent to Spangles, but because it was a knock-knock joke, I eventually got it. It's from Pat and Rick. Putney, is it? Putney's poor foot, poorest peasant. Oh, from Pat and Rick, Putney's poorest peasant. Oh dear, never mind. Maybe you're happier that way. And it says, knock knock, who's there? Liver. Liver who? Leave her alone, she's mine. Ah, thank you very much for that, Pat and Rick, Putney's poorest peasants. Oh, yes, this one's a bit naughty. It says, this one's from Paul Downing of 135B London Road, St Albans, in Hertfordshire, something like that. Nicholas, you've probably heard this one too. Nicholas who? Nicholas girl shouldn't climb stairs. Oh, that's naughty. Here's another one. See, I've got to read them first, just in case they're too bad. Adolf. Adolf who? Adolf ball hit me in the mouth, and that's why I talk this like this. Oh, yes, yes. That's very good, too. R&I? R&I who? R&I a good boy? That's very good. Thank you very much, Paul Downing, of 135B London Road, St Albans, in Hertfordshire. And now it's 24 minutes after 1, and I think we better have a little more music. Here's a great album, and I would like to recommend this album to you. It's one of my favourite. In fact, I think it's one of the favourite albums of all the disc jockeys here on Radio Noordzee International. It's Georgie Fame, and it's entitled Georgie Does His Thing with Strings, and this particular track's my favourite, Girl Talk.
They like to chat about the dresses they will wear tonight. They chew the fat about their tresses and the neighbors fight. Inconsequential things that men don't really care to know become essential things that women find so apropos. But that's a dang, they're all the same. It's just a game, they call it good. Because sex we mortal males behold. But though we joke, we wouldn't trade you for a crock of gold. So baby, stay and gab away, but hear me say that after good. sneaker sex we mortal males behold. But though we joke, we wouldn't trade you for a crock of gold. So baby, stay and gallop away. But hear me say that after girl talk, talk to
sound there of Georgie Fame from his album. Georgie Fame does his things with strings, and I like that. I think that's a great track. It's called Girl Talk. Pity I won't be able to play it anymore. I think I'll buy my own copy. If you'd like to go out and buy a copy of that particular album, it's entitled Georgie Fame Does His Thing with Strings. Georgie Fame. And I think it's time for another knock knock joke. Have I got I'm gonna have to open another one. Am I? Oh, no, here's one. Alan, how about you come and read this knock? How can you believe telling knock knock jokes for 2 hours? And that's what I'm going to do.
This is unbelievable, quite unbelievable. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Irish Stew.
Irish Stew who?
Irish Stew in the name of the law.
Oh.
Pardon?
I beg your pardon?
Yes, knock knock, definitely. Play the next one.
Okay. It's coming up to 28 minutes after 1 o'clock on Radio Nordsee International. And we've got music for you right through till 11 o'clock tomorrow morning when we close down. And by the way, if you'd like to come and see us at the quayside, I don't know what the quayside is in Dutch, but down at the wharf or the... Well, do you know what it is, Alan?
The
harbour.
The Hafenkade.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm ignorant about languages. I couldn't say somebody's foreign language to save my life.
What of it? You can do that. Yeah. You're just ignorant.
Yeah. Well, I know. Yes. Okay, get out. Get out. The next one, Ray Conniff coming up right now. Oh, by the way, we must thank P. Hewitt of 7 Haven Avenue in Lowestcroft, East Suffolk in England. Yes. Okay, and that was a beautiful postcard, too, of somewhere or other. Colour photo, no, it doesn't say. It looks like it's Switzerland. Would that be Switzerland?
Yeah, I think it's Interlaken, because the postmark is Interlaken.
Oh, you're bright.
Oh, very clever, you know. If anybody's listening, I'm available now.
I don't like the sound of that at all.
I'm here for a job.
Oh, I see. Yes, aren't we all?
Thank you.
28 and a half minutes to 2 o'clock, Andy Archer and I, for two of all the disc jockeys, would vote Ray Conniff, without a doubt, the best performer all round, the constant performer, the most prolific performer, if that's the way to say it. And that's from their album, Ray Conniff and the Singers, and that track, which was called Gene. I'm going to play another track off that album in just a few moments' time. At this time, I'd like to say thank you very much to all the people in England who encouraged me to come out to Radio Nordsee International. In fact, in Australia, before I joined Nordsee, I've worked for about 26 radio stations in the last 9 years, about three television stations, and also the BBC. And this, you know, I was just thinking today, still under 25 and all the things you've done, wow, you know, one ought to write a book. But it's really been great to be out here, and it's been a social experience to be on the boat, because out here there's about three Englishmen, an American, the Dutch crew, a Canadian crew member, the Swiss engineers, and all these mixed races. And, you know, it's been so easy to get on with people. Of course, at times one gets a little heated, but not overheated, and things have always seemed to work themselves out. And this has been absolutely fantastic. Another thing that I've noticed, I don't know whether the other disc jockeys have noticed this too, but the effect of noise on one's environment. And out here, when our transmitters, our engines that generate the electricity for our transmitters, stopped the other day because we had water in our oil, a leak, all of a sudden there was complete silence, and something which there never, ever is at any time of the day or night on the ship, because motors run all the time, either the refrigeration unit or the lighting unit or something like this. And I think the noise adds a terrific strain, and it was the first time I can understand the people in England who live along the motorways and what they have to put up with, and you know, how bad life really is with all the noise around. Absolute noise and vibration. And the other day when our motor stopped, all was quiet and so peaceful, and everybody was able to suddenly relax. It was such a change. It's a very interesting thing. It's 25 and a half minutes to 2 o'clock, and it's time for another knock-knock joke. From Garden Cottage, Lee Peel, Castle in Guernsey. And this comes from R&I Forever. Oh, who is it? J.U. Menswear. M-E-N-S-W-I-E-R, Esquire. Very formal, aren't we? Oh, I say, old chap. Knock-knock, who's there? Marmite? Marmite who? Ma might have a baby, but Pa won't. Yes, well, I suppose that's true too. If he does, you better send us another letter. But you better send it to, I don't know, the BBC, Radio Luxembourg, or someone like that. Get the motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Yeah, darling, go make it happen. Racing with the wind and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of the bad emotions. Explode into space. Like the truth in this time. We were all gonna be wild. We can climb so high. I never wanna die. now. That's the sound of the great movie Easy Rider. I missed that movie. That's something I'm going to have to catch up on when I get back to England. And that was called Born to be Wild. It's 22 minutes to 2 o'clock on this Thursday morning, the 24th of September 1970, and you're with Stephen Ladd till 3 o'clock this morning, I believe. And now, one of our friends from Holland who comes out regularly to see us, and Fico, he'd like to say hello to his friends from Holland. I suppose Holland is bad news. Well, I never understand that, so I never know what's going on.
Graag Dries en Kees, dus in het restaurant Willem Tell op Lavermeer, voor het me goed overbrengen. Met Radio C is het morgen afgelopen. De mensen gaan de lucht uit. En dan al mijn grote vrienden uit de Poncho Bar. Zou ik dus ook graag een plaatje aan willen bieden. En veel plezier ervan willen beleven. Ja. Ik vind het vreselijk jammer dus dat Radio C de lucht uit gaat. Het is gewoon een regeringskwestie geweest en de mensen gaan eruit. Tegen de regering doe je tegenwoordig niets. Het is gewoon een grote stap van de heren geweest. We gaan eruit. En ik hoop dat ik jullie met dit plaatje een genoegen kan doen. Vooral Kees en Heidi en Dries en Kees en Henk, dus van de Poncho Bar. Hoop ik hier een groot genoegen mee te doen. Omdat ze dus zo'n prachtige mooie appeltaart hebben gemaakt, dus voor het radioschip Noordzee. Ik dank jullie allemaal.
Okay, thanks a lot. It's 20 minutes to 2 o'clock on Radio Noordzee International, and I personally would like to say thank you to both the crews on the Mebo 2 who've looked after us so well, looked after our ship so well, especially to the cooks. I'm very fat. I've got so fat out here. Cass and Tom, and of course the two stewards, Carl and Rudy. Carl's always, you know, the captain, you see. I'll tell you what happens. It's very funny, actually. The captain's in his cabin, and you know, he sort of decides it's dinner time. So he opens the door and he yells, "Carl, where's the dinner?" You see? And so all day, Carl walks around saying, "The captain's always calling me. I have to do this and do that and do the other thing." You know, you see? And
He says that, doesn't he?
Yeah. And so we go around the place imitating, which is extremely funny. And so every time we want something, you know, it's, "Carl, where's the 7-Up? Or... a parrot. Yeah. Like a bird? A bird? Yes. Actually, I was thinking of bringing a parrot out to Radio Noordzee International, but somebody said I'd never get him through the customs. The customs man would think I had hash in him or something. So that, you know, that finished that. Never mind. It's 18 and a half minutes to 2 o'clock, and here's a couple more knock-knock jokes for you.
Carl, one for you.
Enough of that. Knock-knock, who's there? Amos. Amos who? Oh, a mosquito, I see. Knock, knock, who's there? Sonia. Sonia who? Sonia shoe, I can smell it. And what's that? Fancy. I hope you got that one. Knock, knock, who's there? Janet. Janet who? Janet Gooseberries had stomachache. Janet ate too many good... Yes, right. We've got that one too. And this one came from Miss Lynn Denton of 157 7 Avenue, Hayden, Warwickshire? Swindon, Wiltshire. Ah, that's where she lives. Knew I'd get there sometime. Dreadful. It's now 16 and three quarters, 17 minutes exactly to 2 o'clock. Can't even tell the time this morning. And the Ray Conniff Singers again.
So we can follow.
There we are, the sound of the Ray Conniff Singers there again, and that was from their album entitled Ray Conniff and the Singers, Gene, and I'll Never Fall in Love Again. Was that it? Oh, A Man Without Love, of course. Man Without Love's no good at all, I suppose. It's 14 and a half minutes to 2 o'clock, and another knock-knock joke for you. Knock-knock, who's there? Ivor. Ivor who? I've a lovely bunch of coconuts. Get it? Oh, yes, I get it. Of course I get it, Chris. Plumbridge of 13 Helston Road, Chelmsford, CMI, whatever it is, Essex in England. We've got a lot of friends in Essex. Oh, that's something else I meant to mention. Some of our friends that have helped us, and particularly somebody who helped me get a job out here, was Tim Davis of Mills Music in London, in Denmark Street, in fact. And Tim Davis has been a constant support mentally to all the disc jockeys, and I think he's done a great deal for free radio in England, and he's head of promotions or pop promotions at Mills Music, and he does a magnificent job, and I'd like to personally thank him, and I know the other disc jockeys feel the same way. This is Radio Nordsee International. It's now 13 minutes to 2 o'clock. I've been here 2 months, still can't tell the time. Been in radio 9 years, still can't tell the time. Radio Nordsee is voluntarily closing down this morning at 11 o'clock due to the pressure in the Dutch Parliament to close down the offshore stations. Our directors in Zurich feel that it would be better for the people of Holland for us to suspend broadcasting so that the Dutch government will not attempt to close down Radio Veronica, so dearly loved by the people of Holland for the past 10 years. Radio Nordsee International thanks you all for your support in the past months and during our times of drama and struggle, and we thank you for being faithful to us as listeners. And we close this morning at 11 o'clock. Andy Archer and Alan West will do the last program on Radio Nordsee International. A sad time, but I suppose that's the way it goes. Tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, we'll sail into Scheveningen Harbour, and we hope you'll come down and see us and say hello. Right now, it's on with the music, and now the ballad of Easy Rider.
The river flows, it flows to the sea. Wherever that river goes, that's where I want to be. Flow, river, flow, let your waters wash down. Take me from this road to some other town. All he wanted was to be free, and that's the way it turned out to be. Flow, river, flow, let your waters wash down. Keep me from this road to some other town. Flow, river, flow, past the shady tree. Go, river, go, go to the sea. Flow to the sea, wherever that river goes, that's where I want to be. Flow, river, flow, let your waters wash down. Take me from this road to some
There is the ballad of Easy Rider, and it's 10 minutes to 2 o'clock. I got a letter from a Dutch boy, Keyes.
Hey,
written on the 5th of September 1970, and I just want to thank him for that letter. It was really nice. He said some very nice things about Radio Nordsee International and about my programs, which I was rather pleased about, egocentric. It's 9.5 minutes to 2 o'clock now, 9.5 minutes to 2 o'clock. Incidentally, we have a souvenir book that's going to cost you about $2 US. That's $2. That's almost a pound, I think. And that's available from Zurich, I presume. Andy, where's our souvenir booklet available from?
Yes, well, there's a thing here. Which
is that?
You can read it all the way out.
I see. Sort of that, yeah. Yes, okay. As a souvenir of the last 9 months of happy broadcasting from Radio Nordsee International, you can buy a book illustrating the entire history of the radio ship with over 50 photographs of the disc jockeys, staff, crew, the radio ship and the tender ship, Mebo 1. Now, for a copy of this book, send $2 American or the equivalent in your own currency to Souvenir Book in Post Office Box 113-8047 Zurich in Switzerland. Once again, that's $2 American or the equivalent in your own currency to Souvenir Book, Post Office Box 113-8047 Zurich in Switzerland. And before Radio Nordsee closes down, write off your copy of this invaluable souvenir. I hope they haven't got a picture of me in there. Ugly thing. Oh, dear. It's 8.5 minutes to 2 o'clock now.
Said I do not have their phone. I was feeling lonesome, sitting by the phone, wide awake, stay up late, wishing I was home. You on the outside, talking to some chick. Feeling mighty sick. Seems what I wanted. You know what I got. Wide awake, set up late, wishing I was not.
Music from the Ballad of Easy Rider there. I've just got a fascinating letter. I'm wondering, Marion Taylor says, oh, my boss will like this. My apologies to the boss for this. I love him, really. I do it to everyone else who has been on R&I. Knock, knock. Who's there? Bollier. Bollier and flip an egg. I'm not. Oh, I don't know what that means. I hope it's not rude. I'll have to sort that one out in a minute. Never mind. Okay, it's 5 minutes to 2 o'clock on Radio Nordsee International, and you're with Stephen Ladd on this very last morning, the 24th of September 1970, and we remind you we're closing down at 11 o'clock this morning. Another knock-knock who's been sent in. Knock, knock, who's there? Alison. Alison who? I listen to Radio Nazi all day. Oh, there we are. That's a good one, too. Knock, knock, who's there? Isabel. Isabel who? Isabel necessary on a bicycle. Well, I don't know. How else? Knock, knock, who's there? And who? Another mosquito. Oh, no, you can't do that. Knock, knock, who's there? Mark. Mark who? Mark my words. Knock, knock, who's there? Ray. Ray who? Radio North Sea International. That's from Mrs. Olive Williams of Norland, somewhere or other in England. Thank you for your letter, and thank you for your knock, knock jokes. Oh, it's in Sweden. Yes, it's from Sweden, that letter. It's 4:30 to 2 o'clock now. And now a word for all the older listeners, the mums and the dads. Maybe your kids play progressive music and you sort of don't particularly like it, or you haven't listened to it. Somebody else has said it's no good. Well, at the beginning of this year, I didn't like progressive music either. But it was mainly because I hadn't listened to it properly. Not all progressive music is good, just like any other music. But quite a lot of it is really great. In fact, some of the best music that's ever been written. And right now, a little from Liege and Life, Fairport Convention.
Along Radcliffe Highway.
There we are. Sorry about the squeak. That's from the Fairport Convention and the album entitled Liege and Life, and that track, The Deserter. Well, I feel like a deserter leaving you, and I suppose we all do, but that's how it goes, and that's how it goes, I suppose. I don't know whether I meant to play Man of Action tonight at the top of the hour at 2 o'clock, but at any rate, I'll read this for you.